This is BBC Radio Oxford with Mark Kasparovich.
And a very good evening. Well, the news of the day, as I'm sure you've just heard, is that the speculation of the past few days over the future of the South Works at Cowley is true, and the works are due to close in 1990. The announcement was made by the chairman of the Rover Group, Graham Day, just after 1:30 this afternoon. As I say, the timescale is just 2 years, at the end of which the South Works will close and the production there of Maestro Montego models will cease. Over the next hour in this Radio Oxford special, we'll be looking at the ramifications for the workers, for the community and the motor industry as a whole. But let's begin with the statement this afternoon which ended all the debates of the past few days. Graham Day was asked by Peter Smith just how many jobs would be lost.
We estimate that by the end of 1991, the job losses will be about 3,400. Now, we will be hiring, we are hiring now in other parts of the business, and of course, any of the people who want to look at these jobs and are prepared to move house and so on, we'll be quite happy to work with them to that end. However, our experience indicates that a lot of people are not really reluctant to, are not really keen to move and wish to stay where they are.
Does this mean there are likely to have to be compulsory redundancies over the next few years then?
I think, sadly, almost a certainty of compulsory redundancies in Clonethley. We believe that with an attrition rate of about 12% a year, which is about 80 people a month in Cowley generally, and we look at the age profile and the opportunities for enhanced early retirement, we think that the likelihood of significant compulsory redundancies at Cowley are minimal.
There are something like 4,000 workers in the Cowley South plant at the moment. Does your plan envisage some of them moving to another plant?
Oh, certainly it does, because we can look at the total employment at Cowley as a pool, and it may well be that people working in the 800 line of a certain age may wish to seek retirement. I mentioned to you the attrition rate across the whole of Cowley. And when we look at the net figure I gave you of about 2,500, we think that will be the number which attrition will very substantially address.
And these closure decisions have nothing to do with your takeover by British Aerospace?
Nothing whatsoever. These would have been the minimum required if we were to remain as we are as a integrated Land Rover, Austin Rover business, either going forward, for example, to a stock market flotation or acquired, as in this case, British Aerospace, by a non-competitor. Of course, under any competitor acquisitions I've indicated to you, I think the rationalization would have been very much more radical, because it wouldn't be merely taking out excess capacity, it would be totally restructuring the business.
So there would have been many more job losses in that case?
That is absolutely my view, and so I've indicated to the trade unions this morning.
And what is their view of this? Are they going to resist these plans, do you think?
I don't know. I mean, they're obviously polite people. They heard me through. They asked a wide range of questions, not simply on these facets, but we also talked about the business and its current prospects and where we're making some good headway, because there was a fair amount of good news this morning about capital investment programs and what we're doing in the marketplace.
Will you be taking on workers at Longbridge then when this work is all through?
We're recruiting at Longbridge now, and we will be doing more recruiting for the R8 program startup.
It's Graham Day, Chairman and Chief Executive of the Rover Group.